I was a fair young maid of late, but now unhappy is my fate. For having lost my maidenhead, my sweethearts are from me fled. My fortune now, I fear, is spoiled, I being 6 months gone with child, which fills my heart with grief and woe, for I do not the father know. There many daily courted me, who was both loving, kind, and free, in giving cakes and kisses too. This did my pleasant joys renew. Kind Robin, he me on his knee, and did so kiss and cuddle me, that soon he did my heart betray. No lass alive could say him nay. Then after him, near 20 more, who told me that they did adore my pretty little charming eyes, until they did obtain the prize. But since I did begin to swell, if faith they bid me all farewell, not one of them the child will own, but leaves me sighing all alone. Their trades and callings I'll unfold, the first a blacksmith brisk and bold, who brought his hammer in his hand, I fell for want of strength to stand. Then being down, he thumped me so, that getting up I scarce could go. Yet this I took and never cried, but now the pain lies in my side. A jolly joiner, tall and trim, he was the next man after him. His tools he brought 1, 2, and 3, and all to do a job for me. Then smirking John, the baker's man, he promised me a muff and fan, if that I would but once be kind, then straight I was to love inclined. A nimble tailor, fine and brave, with cap in hand did often crave a fine soft tender kiss or two. What I gave more I now may rue. Then with his yard he measured me, to make my gown and man to a free. But all the knave has vexed me sore, he has made them both too short before. Then after him a bricklayer came, good faith I have forgot his name. Such jolly men there is but few, he did both kiss and squeeze me too. I kindly set the knave to work, but to me he proved a shirk. I had no cause to like his tricks, he laid me stones instead of bricks. By many more I have been wronged, of what of late to me belonged. But it is gone and past, I see, and there is left no help for me. I to the smith did go one day, and unto him did sighing say, alas, I am with child by thee, but Robin would not credit me. His answer was immediately, I prithee don't disrupting stand, I own the child if that it be, born with the hammer in his hand. Thus was I served by all the rest, so that I solemnly protest, I am a damsel here defiled, that has no father for my child.